Baseball's World Series begins tomorrow night in Chicago. For the first time in 46 years, the Chicago White Sox are in the series, and their opponents, the Houston Astros, are making their World Series debut. Sports writer Stephen Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us, as he does most Fridays. Welcome back.
Hi, Robert.
And of course you predicted the White Sox versus the Astros in the World Series.
No, who didn't?
Actually, no one did.
That's right, because early in the season, the Astros started by losing 30 of their first 45 games. Their record was 500 or worse from April 22nd to July 10th. I looked this up, and they had to go down to the last weekend to sneak into the playoffs as a wild card. The White Sox took the opposite approach. They started with a 50-22 record, and then they were basically a 500 team for the rest of the way. They almost blew a 15-game lead.
Wow. So the White Sox and the Astros reached the series in very different ways, but they both seem to be very, very similar teams that play a similar kind of ball.
Yeah, bad offensive baseball.
They are among the
worst offensive teams in baseball. There's a piece by James Click on the very smart website Baseball Prospectus, and it says that the Sox and the Astros ranked near the bottom of their respective leagues in every key offensive category except for home runs. Against the Angels in the American League Championship Series, the White Sox struck out 36 times in five games, and they drew only 12 walks, and they were caught stealing 4 out of 9 times. Those are just bad statistics, and the Astros aren't much better. Neither team has a sort of transcendent superstar that fans are going to be very familiar with.
But, and this simply restates a truism of postseason baseball, a good pitching staff goes a long way, and both teams have good pitching staffs.
And the White Sox were just unbelievable in the last playoff series. Their starting pitchers, Jose Contreras, Mark Burley, John Garland, and Freddie Garcia, threw 44 1/3 out of 45 possible innings. In today's era, where you've got pitchers coming in to face one batter or coming in for one inning, late-game specialists, that is just mind-boggling. And the White Sox bullpen was terrific in the previous round against the Boston Red Sox. Houston's first three starters, Roger Clemens, Andy Pettitte, and Roy Oswalt, might be among the best 1-2-3 combinations since, I don't know, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Yeah, eat your heart out, George Steinbrenner. So, great pitching, and both teams are adept at fielding. They show some speed. It sounds like the dependency on home runs in what might be called the steroid era might be over.
Well, home runs did fall by 8% this year. It was the lowest total since 1997, the year before baseball added two teams. But I wouldn't read too much into that. The emphasis on fundamental play, small ball or smart ball, as it's being called, it has to do with what makes sense for any given team. Houston might still be a power team had center fielder Carlos Beltran not bolted to the New York Mets, or first baseman Jeff Bagwell hadn't hurt his shoulder earlier this season. The White Sox still hit 200 home runs, 40 of them by first baseman Paul Konerko. But what you're seeing overall is better balance on these teams, a better chance to win if they do everything well, not just one or two things well.
There's a lot of history to these two franchises, and not all of it impressive. On the White Sox side, the famous Black Sox scandal, and the Astros, of course, are the team that brought us AstroTurf.
And some really ugly uniforms
terrible
in the 1970s.
Yes.
But the Black Sox scandal is undergoing sort of a new look. We traditionally think about that scandal as eight men out, eight players conspiring with gamblers to throw the World Series. The focus now is on what the owners and league officials and even the team's manager knew and when they knew it. There's a lot of evidence now that there was knowledge that the fix was in even before the World Series, and nobody did anything to stop it.
And no such revisionism on behalf of those rainbow uniforms that the Astros used to.
They'll never get the clemency.
Okay, Stephen. Sports writer Stephen Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal.